Hi everyone, welcome to Rika's podcast. 夏のチームリカ特集といたしまして、この夏は私の生徒さんをゲストにお迎えして、いろいろなお話をバイリンガルモードでお届けしています。This summer, I've been interviewing my students on my podcast, and it's been a lot of fun. 今回は木曜日クラスのアンナさん。アンナさんは大学院で通訳を学ぶ生徒さんです。とっても楽しそうに英語を話すアンナさんとお話しさせていただきました。In this episode, I have Anna. She's in my Thursday class and she studies translation and interpreting in a graduate school. Every time we talk, it's clear just how much she enjoys speaking in English.Her passion for the language is really impressive. She absolutely loves it.
英語は楽しむことが上達の一番の近道だなと思っていただけると思います。
All right then, let's dive in. Okay, hi Anna.
Hi.
Thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we have Anna, my student from Thursday class, is here today. Anna-chan がお越しいただきました。 So, to start, can you tell me a bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. My name is Anna. I live in Tokyo. And I'm in myFirst year of graduate school, studying interpretation and translation, especially interpretation. And I like reading books, listening to music, and going for a run. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you to all the audience out there.
Yeah.
So you live in the city of Tokyo, the middle of Tokyo. The city girl.
A city girl, but actually I'm living a little bit countryside in the city. So
yeah, but it's still Tokyo, right?
Yeah, right.
And you're graduate student. Now you just started this April.
Yeah, I just started.
Mm-hmm. And translation. まあそこら辺のところもちょっと深掘りさせていただこうかなとで思うんですけど、to start, I think I would like to put you on the spot. ちょっと無茶ぶりをしていこうかなと。これはね、You're not prepared. これ本当にもう今思いついたことなので。
Yeah, I have to wing it.
Yeah. You just have to gonna play it by ear or wing it. Yes, okay, whatever you do. Because, yeah, this is so random. And I'm gonna ask you this or that questions. Series of this and that question をしていくので、just give me answers, like quick response and just talk about it for a while. いきますよ。
Right.
Okay. Then, start. Okay. Summer or winter?
Definitely summer because I was born in July and I love like sea and beach. But recently, like it's really scorching hot nowadays. So I'm starting to like.Dislike summer, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, I guess though, this has been kind of like unbearable summer thing. So it's very difficult. Even if you were a summer girl, you're born in July, but I guess I could understand the feeling. Okay.
Yeah.
One. Okay. Dogs or cats?
Dogs. Dogs, because I have an allergy to cats. But however, my Instagram icon is cat. But anyway, I love dogs, and in the future, I really would like to have a dog. Right now, my mom won't let me do that. So, okay.
Yeah. So you're going to have to wait.
Yeah, I have to wait.
Okay. Yeah. If you have the allergy, then that's a big no.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Coffee or tea?
Tea. Because I can't drink coffee.Because it smells like great, but it tastes horrible to me. So I'm not old enough to
old enough
enjoy coffee.
Not just yet.
Not just yet.
Okay, so you prefer tea, but okay. How, what kind of tea do you like?
Just green tea.
Okay.
How can I say mugicha? Mugi tea?
Barley tea.
Yeah, barley tea. I like it.
Yes, especially in the hot weather, like the, it really hits the spot. Yes, icy cold barley tea. Yes.
Yeah, it very goes with summer.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Okay, TV or YouTube?
Oh, YouTube. Recently, I've started watching a lot of YouTube channel. So like my favorite channel is like Korean married couple, like Korean and Japanese married couple, and they both speak in Japanese and Korean, and they just like talking and while eating some food. So it's just so peaceful, and I really like watching that channel.
That sounds cool. Okay. Then physical books or ebooks?
I prefer physical books. When I read like something on like my iPad or on the internet, through the screen, I feel I'm not reading anything. I'm not understanding anything. So I just still stick with physical book.
Yes, yeah, so do I. Yes, I think that I can never get used to that feeling. I mean, like reading, you know, I have the screen between the book and yourself, and then that's some, I don't really feel comfortable, and I also like the smell of the paper. So I still like to carry around books with me, not really iPad itself. I know it's convenient, but yeah.
Yeah, but, convenient, and there is like on our listen list physical book, like so, and also like the reading on iPad is really like comes in handy when you read like really long theses or materials. I have to get used to it.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it really needs some getting used to. Okay. Jogging or walking? You mentioned about running. Yeah, I'm sure that you like running. Okay, want to talk about it a little?
Yeah, they heard the jogging. So when I was younger, I didn't have like enough stamina, but during the COVID-19, my father started like jogging because he wanted to go on a diet. So I just like, okay, I'll go with you. And I've started running together with my father, and just I came to like it. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm going for a run by myself at night. Yeah, almost every night.
So does your father still go running too?
Not now, but he's in good shape.
Okay, good. Oh, wow. Okay, so the running helped him actually.
Yeah.
And then you were just tagging along with him, but you kind of like
yeah, right.
But you run quite often, like almost every day. And for how long?
Like on average, like 6 to 7 kilometers.
That's a lot. Even on a hot day like this, you go for a run at night?
Yeah, at night. At night, it's really good.
But it's too hot and humid. But
yes, like that's too humid. It's too humid. But, you know, when you like sweat a lot, you can like lose your weight more. So, yeah.
I say, but still, that's like the torture for me. Like, run on a hot summer day like that. And I remember that you were kind of interested in joining the, was it like the marathon event?
Yeah, really, I'd like to someday.
Yeah, that's kind of like maybe even outside of Japan, right? Yes.
Yeah, my father is really obsessed with Hawaii. So he really wants to join the Honolulu Marathon someday. So I want to join too.
Wow. Wow, that's full marathon. So have you
done? That's full marathon. No, I've never done it here. But kind of scary.
Well, yeah, it's kind of intimidating, I think, for a lot of people. But I know that some of my students are also into running, and then a few of them actually joined the White Honolulu Marathon.
Whoa, whoa,
I think that's insane. Cool. Why would you want to go to Hawaii and do running? To me, it's insane. Sorry.
No.
Okay. How about what else? Cash or cashless?
Cash or cashless? Cash. I like physical. Maybe I like physical things or.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, I feel relief.
Really?
But recently I've started like PayPay and I've started using like QuickPay and it's really useful, but I forget how much I've got left, so it's dangerous. It can be dangerous, so I have to be careful about it.
Yeah, you don't really feel like you're paying for stuff. It's just kind of like using your phone and that's it. Without knowing, you're spending so much money and you're like, uh-oh, it happens to me so much. Okay. Study with music or study without music?
Definitely without music. When I listen to music while I study, I get distracted. Definitely. So when I study, I'm not listening to anything.
Okay, so you have that like total silence when you study. So
yeah, I want that total silence.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, another one. Okay, Europe or Asia?
Europe or Asia? Europe. Europe is I've never been to Europe except Ireland, but I really want to go to Paris or England for like sometime in the future. So, and Asia is like I love Asian countries, like no offense, but I can go anytime I want. So but on the other hand, Europe is like my dream country, so
yeah,
I prefer Europe.
Yeah. Asia is kind of like you feel closer because you want
so.
But Europe, like you really have to have a solid plan and then save money for the big, you know, journey over there. Yeah. Okay. Instagram or Twitter? Or should I say X?
X. I like Instagram. Sometimes looking at the tweets is tiring. And makes me feel so I'm easily get stressed out, so Twitter is not that good for me. But on the other hand, Instagram is like main thing is just follow, and so if you don't wanna like read the text, you don't have to see it. So I prefer Instagram.
Yeah, that's understandable, actually. Like, most of the stuff on Twitter is rubbish. But once in a while, you find a gem.
Yeah. And the gem is, the best gem is your tweet. Bumping into your tweet. Well, maybe I'll talk about it later.
How did I find it? I'm going to just jump into it right there because I have pretty much finished asking the this or that question.
Oh, good.
Timing.
Oh, goody.
Okay, so I really love that you said that my tweet is a gem. But okay, so how did you find me and how long have you been taking my lessons?
Yeah, one day I was just climbing through Twitter and bumped into one of your tweets. And I usually hate it when I'm forced to look at someone else's tweet that I don't even follow. And however, coming across Rika Sensei's tweet was really absolutely a transformative moment for my language learning journey, because before joining Team Rika, I was like literally studying English all alone. Which was okay, of course, because I treasure my alone time. But it's really great to have some like-minded friends along with my journey and learn English together. I met some. I met a lot of like great people. So
yeah,
I've been taking your lesson almost for 1.5 years.
Yeah. Mm. Time flies, definitely. And I'm so grateful that you found me. Read like that. And then that's so true. Like me myself also have studied English pretty much, you know, alone. And then it's okay. As you said, like, it's totally fine. But at the same time, sometimes you kind of want to, you know, study with your mates or your friends, like-minded people, like you said. And then I think in your class, like Saki-san mo kino no podcast ne yetterasatta desu kedo, yes, along with the other very unique, friendly.
unique, if you will, yeah.
I don't know what the deal is, but all the Team Rika members tend to be one of a kind people. And then I think you get to meet those people like different from different parts of Japan. And I think that's really fascinating. Not learning English, but I think you can get to learn the insights or what the other people think. And then, yeah, it's totally a great time.
Okay.
Yes. I'm so glad to hear that. Okay. So in the first place, I know that you love English. I can see that you really enjoy studying English, speaking English and stuff like that. But in the first place, what motivated you to start learning English?
I was not that interested in English itself. It's just one of the subjects you study at school. But I went to like Ireland to learn English just 4 months, like language program in February 2020, right before COVID-19 broke out. And and I think that's really helped me start learning English. Just 1 month. While I was in Ireland, I really enjoyed communicating with like local people and all those international students in English. And also I was really fortunate that I stayed with great host family. So that's when I thought maybe I want to improve my English skills more.
Wow, but only for a month. I mean, like, it's not enough to actually learn so much. So you were able to communicate in English pretty much smoothly before you went over there, right?
Yeah, not that smoothly, just basic, like, English. But it was really fun because I had never been to, like, foreign countries before, so it was really, it was all new to me. Yeah, wow. The experience was so,
Oh, wow. So that was your first time trip abroad.
Yeah.
And that was actually the time you spent with your host family for a month. And then that really expanded your views and that really motivated you to study English even harder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ireland. I don't know much about Ireland and what it's like over there.
It's really greenery, beautiful country, and a lot of nature. And I really like the mood, not too like urban, but not too rural, that where I stayed. I really loved it.
I see. Sounds like it has a very nice vibe that you really loved it. Yes. Okay. So that was not so long ago because it was right before the pandemic broke out.
Yeah, that was really close.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. If the timing was bad, then you wouldn't have been able to be there. Okay. So you still keep in touch with your host family then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, technically, it's not family. It's the woman who is an excellent accountant. And she's really kind. She was really kind to me. And she is now, of course.
Okay, and so it was just her. You were living
Just me and just her and me. Yeah.
Okay. But that's kind of nice. More like intimate. Get closer to this woman. Ireland. Wow. Okay. So I know that you're studying for the interpretation at graduate school.
Yeah.
How's that going? I can only imagine that it must be so challenging.
It's much harder than I thought. So really hard, very intensive each class. So and you know, there is only three students, including me. So,
no time
to relax. Yeah, no time to relax.
Constantly, you have to pay attention to what the teacher is saying.
Yeah, yeah, but I like English in the first place, and I like what I'm doing. So maybe I can overcome.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, hardships.
Passionate about studying English, and I know that. I mean, yeah, obviously you're very fluent in English, but when it comes to interpretation, I think it's a different story, right? Because you have to go back.
Yeah, it's totally different because you know, before I start my graduate school, you know, I learned like English by just like doing something fun. Mm. For example, like watching movies, watching like TV programs, but when it comes to interpretation, you must not avoid what you're not good at.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, it's totally different.
Yes. That actually was the toughest part for me as well, because I was, like you, like I was just enjoying English, doing the stuff that I loved. But when I joined the interpretation school, and then I had to, you know, translate all kinds of different topics and medical,
economy,
technological things, and like all these, like the words that I didn't even know in Japanese, and I really felt that I lack the background information.
But you know, when you interpret, having like prior knowledge really comes in handy.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yeah. So you gotta like have some knowledge.
Yeah, that was so hard. I mean, like even more difficult than studying English, I think I was struggling with the information, or the general knowledge that I did not have before, because I was just interested in English. I wasn't really reading the Japanese newspapers and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was after I entered interpretation school that I started reading Japanese newspapers.
Yeah, me too. I've been reading some news articles both in English and Japanese, so and try to get an understanding of at least like the basics of what's going on out there.
It's true. It's not just translating every word. Yeah. So it's like an editing with the knowledge you already have. So wow, that sounds exciting. Yeah, okay, very good. So outside the class, I mean, like you take my lesson too, but you study at school as well. So outside of class or school, how do you practice your English or interpretational skill as well?
Yeah, like I said, I've started like reading some news articles both in English and Japanese since I started graduate school, and it really makes great difference. In order to like interpret, you have to know, you should know a lot of things before you interpret. So I have to actually recently I've been reading books in Japanese like much more more often than English, so because I think my Japanese level is not that high, I realized recently, so before in English I should do that.
Yeah, I can totally relate. It's like that's the time when I really felt like, oh, I thought I was Japanese.
Yeah, the key.
So I think that your native tongue is actually more important if you want to work in Japan as well. Mm-hmm. Like you will be translating stuff, interpreting stuff from, you know, English to Japanese most of the time. So yeah, so the knowledge of a lot of things actually helps a lot. So you read more Japanese books than before then.
Yeah.
What kind of books do you read? Do you just read about anything, or do you pick something?
You know, like in my graduate school, the professor like chooses the topic like every week. So the topic changes. Mm. And so I just, so I read the books related to that topic.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it can vary. So many various kinds of short stories, like not like novels and stuff like that.
But yeah, I wish I could read some novels, like no fun. But but some topic I got really interested. I get very interested. Mm-hmm. So in which case I like more dig deep and mm-hmm. by myself.
Mm. Something that interests you, you can dig deeper. Yes.
Mm.
Okay, so when you look back on your journey of studying English, what mm-hmm. do you think was the breakthrough for you?
This is a very difficult question mm-hmm. because I'm not sure I could call it a breakthrough. But when I like passed Aiken Grade 1, I really felt a sense of achievement for sure.
Oh.
Like, you know, when you're looking at Twitter, like some people say like such qualification is just a title, but mm-hmm. I think that's true, because after I passed it, it hasn't changed anything in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that I passed Aiken Grade 1 gives me some sort of confidence
of course.
I speak English like in front of a large crowd, and helps me like stay calm.
That's a huge plus for you.
Huge plus. And I totally understand that it's a long road ahead. I still have like tons of things that I have to learn, but mm-hmm. When getting like good score on TOEIC and IELTS, I can see my English skill improving at least on paper. So that's the breakthrough.
See your improvements, and that's something that I really think that all the people not really have to take the TOEIC and things like that, but it's just to check your improvements.
So just check where I am now.
Yeah, check where you are, and then what's next, you know, on the journey. Yeah. And but that's you got your Aiken 1級は last year だったかな?
Yeah, this year, or March.
In March. Mm-hmm. Ah, so
March, yes.
But it was your first try.
Yeah, it was my first try.
Oh, you're もう本当すごいと思う。
No.
英検1級を一発合格して、もう本当に、もう本当だ。Yeah, I can also remember the time when I passed it and I felt a great achievement within myself. And then, yeah, but yeah, でも、ね、あと通訳学校とかそういう通訳コースとか受けてると、英検1級があって当たり前の世界とかって。
そう。こんな感じですよね。ね、
そこがまずあって当たり前みたいな感じだけど、でも自分の中では英検1級やっぱりこうね、I think that's one of the most difficult test ever, and then you got it, and then you actually, I think, got it with flying colors じゃなかった？割と楽々。
いや、そんな。
余裕じゃなかった。
レイコさん really helped me.
Oh, レイコさん、another team become member that you're a good friend, right?
Actually, I want to call it my mentor. Call her my mentor.
So sweet. I'm sure that she is so happy. So even you two are in different classes, but you studied some time together. だからね、一緒に頑張ってこられて。そっか、でも英検一級は本当にね。Yes, you should be proud of yourself, like you said. And this is just it's a proof that you can you are at this level, and what's next って感じですよね。素晴らしいですね。But what did you do to prepare for the test anyway? Did you do any
過去問はやりました。でも、vocabulary section was like almost covered by like my what I was like 結構ドラマとか映画とか出てくる単語とかも割と一級出てきて、そこはカバーされました。
そうそうそう。なんかね、たまになんか英検一級の単語やっても無駄とかっていうツイートとかあったりするけど、全然そんなことなくて。
そうそうそう。
いろいろ見てると、あ、これ聞いたことあるとか。
Some
vocabulary, I mean like some words can be pretty familiar with yourself. So Okay. じゃあガチガチに一級の勉強っていうよりかは、なんか他の。
そうですね。でもガチガチにしたのは英作文。英作文は本当に。
How did you overcome that part? How did you prepare yourself for the essay?
とりあえず、まず過去問買うじゃないですか。で、過去問というか、その英作文だけの過去問を買って、で、それのテーマを一つずつ、レイコさんと一緒にやっていくんですよ。で、週に2回、レイコさんと一緒にズームで会って、お互い書いてきた英作文を読み合う。
あ、いいね、いいね。はい、wow. That sounds really good.、うん、いいね、そのなんか、関係性で一緒に。同じトピックについて書いたものをね、一緒にこう。
そうです。で、なんか、賛成と反対があるんです。agree, disagree. そういうの結構違ったりすると、普通に面白いですよね。
Yeah. It's not all bad. I mean, like, for studying for the test shouldn't be too serious. I mean, like, you can enjoy the process of it and then it can be more fun and then it's more meaningful if you do that way.そっか、へえ、そっかそっか。Okay, how about like for the interview part of the test? Like, did you do anything special or just?
I didn't do anything special because there's a lot of overlap. Like, 英作文とテーマと結構似てるとこありますから。だからあんまり準備しなかったかな。
そうね。そうね。へえ、わあ、okay.
だけど、but I was nervous wreck.
Really? Like, I can't do it. You mean like in my lessons too, but you all the time is so chill and then そういうふうに見えるけど
Outside the room, outside the interview room, I was really nervous, but once I like enter, show mode で頑張ります。
Good for you, good for you. Okay. では、Okay, じゃあ breakthrough。まあそうですよね。やっぱ試験とかね、資格とかに通ったときとかで。目に見えやすいからねっていうのはありますよね。Okay. So, do you have any longest learning tips or strategies that you have been particularly effective for you? That have been particularly effective for you?
I'm currently studying at graduate school and it's all about studying. But to be honest, like, when it comes to language learning, I prefer to learn by like, doing something fun and like,by watching movies and drama series, your favorite movie, and I also have an American friend, so I can like easily ask him if this sounds natural or not, and he teaches me, so I can learn English that are actually used in daily life. That's really effective and also efficient way to like improve your English skills.
That is so true. That is so true. Yeah.It's good that you can ask your friends, yeah, questions like that. But when you say like you watch movies or dramas in English, do you do anything special? I mean, like you don't look at the subtitles or you take notes on the expressions that you learn or?
I always take notes. I always take notes. And after I watch all, I just Google them and oh, I understand and like this. And then I...なんかパソコンとかのノート機能にメモして残す。
タイプしておく。So all the time you do that.
All the time, yeah.
You watch or enjoy them. そうよね。ただ単に見てたらどんどん忘れてしまうから。Wow, okay, that's very good. What kind of dramas? Are you into anything right now?
And right now is what?なんだろう。最近でもネットフリックスで結構見てるのは、ハートストッパーっていうイギリスの。
Yeah.
I think I have seen it.
Yeah, I think the new series came out tonight.
Yeah, そうそう。だから今、そう、ビンジウォッチで。
そうそう。あれ分かりやすいというかね、あの、イギリスとちょっとまた違って面白かったりとか、クリアで、まあ、日常会話が結構多かったりします
。日常会話多めですね。
Yeah.So you like British English or American English? I mean,
I prefer British English, but I don't think I could ever speak British English, British accent. So
why not?
It's really difficult for me. Yeah.
I'm so used to the Americanized English, I guess. So yeah, me too. Like I really love British accents, but it's really hard to kind of copy what they're saying. It's so to my ear.
But when I try it, I just, I sound like funny. I don't sound like cool. I don't sound cool. So,
if you have a passion, I'm sure you can. いや、絶対完コピしようと思えばできるんだろうけど、なんかこう、なんか照れがある
という。
慣れてないとね。Okay, じゃあ、Have you ever had any funny or embarrassing language-related misunderstanding while speaking English?
I don't have any particular story that is worth telling, like, all the audience right here. Mm.逆に、リカ先生、ありますか？ありました？今まで。
数々ありますよね。
数々。
Yeah, I think those mistakes, like I, you know, people laugh. I mean, like, they're not trying to laugh at me, but they think that, you know, whenever, like, I make some silly mistakes in the past, どんなのがあったかな？ Yeah, I think I went to the States before, when I was, like, in...early 20s, and then my friends in the States, they took me to this Hoover Dam だったかな、すごい巨大なダムに連れてって、and it was so massive that I was so, you know, surprised to see this gigantic, yes, waterfall. 私はその時に今度肝を抜かれたみたいな英語で、It blew my mind って言いたかったんよね。It blew my mind って言いたかったのに、My brain blew up って言ってしまって。Literally, my friend blew up って言ったら、すごい心配そうな顔されて、大丈夫？言ったりとか、そういうことはあったけど、もうだからそれで学んだからね。Yeah, so, I was not offended or anything like that because I thought, you know, I made such a funny mistake and I kind of like it when I make a mistake and people laugh at me because that way, like, I would never make the same mistake again.うん、だから、そういうのとかもめっちゃあるっちゃあるよね。One time, I think I mentioned on Twitter as well, but when I was in junior college, so this American teacher was walking in the rain, in the pouring rain. なんか向こうの人、傘を使わないので、すごい濡れてたから、
そ
う、なんかすごいなんか、かわいそうな顔して私が、You're wetting! っていう。You're wetting. 濡れてるようなので You are wetting って言ったらすっごい笑い始めて先生がもう顔真っ赤にしてもう笑い転げて私何をそんな笑ってたかと思って I was not sure I was so totally confused like why is he laughing so hard he's literally like rolling on the floor めっちゃ笑い転げてて何と思ったらそれ getting wet だよって濡らされているというかね要は getting wet にしないと要は wetting だとお漏らししてるよってなるよってある他のことはまあ鮮明に Yeah, I remember like it was yesterday
でもなんかそういう感覚難しいですね日本人ないとこ
そう本当にそういうのってね要は wetting でいいじゃんって思って
そうそうそうなんかだからこそなんか you learn from your mistake
yeah. So, yeah, like I said, yeah, you can say all the time, but you should not be afraid of making mistakes. You just say it and see their reactions and if there's something wrong.
そんな覚えてるのないですか、じゃあ。今のところまだ、まだないかな。
そうか。
あったらもうすぐが報告に上がります。
だよね、面白い。でもね、okay. How about like in the future? What are you looking forward to?
I'm not so sure what I'm looking forward to right now because I have a lot of things going on, like both my coursework and job hunting. So right now I get like worried about my future sometimes. But I hope what I'm working on really hard pays off in the future in any way.
I can guarantee it will pay off for sure.
Really?
You have such a bright future ahead of you. I mean, you're so young and then you're just fluent in English. You have this, yeah, everything. I mean, like I can see that you will be very much successful in the future. But so now that you're taking the interpretational course, so you're thinking of becoming an interpreter, translator or related type of work?
I was, but recently I realized that really it's really hard to become a professional interpreter. So, and also like, I think it's a good way for me to start just working like a company, working for a company and learn before I become. Mm-hmm. I have to learn like everything like in society.
If you have your specialty, I think that might work.
そっちの方が。とりあえずは。今ちょっと専門性をその会社とかで高めて。多分それが一番理想的な気がしますね、私も。うん、そうですよね。いやいや、because
like there could be anything. Yeah, so if you その特性というか、それを持ってた方がね、より良いっちゃ良いよ、良い良いけどね。Okay. I see. Okay. But ということは、How old are you now?
I just turned 23.
You just turned 23?
Yeah, I just turned 23.
じゃあ、最近まで22歳だったって。
はい、そうです。
Well, happy belated birthday anyway.
Well, thank you.
Oh, 23 is the year that I went to Canada on working holiday. ですね。そう、私がその頃に私はワーホリに行ったんだって今ちょっと思いました。Wow. Wow. 23歳でこの力を持っているアナちゃんです。素晴らしいな。改めて。
ありがとうございます。
Yes, okay. Do you have any questions you'd like to ask me?
Like when it comes to your speaking of your like Canada like going your working holiday, you have any plan to travel abroad sometime soon? Like because you seem to be like workaholic in a good way. You actually appear to be like enjoying teaching and communicating withyour student, but you've been staying in Canada and you've been to many countries, so don't you miss staying there? So that's answer my question.
Yeah. Thank you for asking. Yeah, so I might look busy. Maybe I look busier than I actually am. そう見えるだけかも。But yeah, I mean, like I haven't been abroad for the last 3-4 years now because of the stupid pandemic and everything. But, yeah, up until then, I used to travel a lot, at least once or twice a year. I would go abroad and then just explore solo trip mostly. 一人旅とかすごい好きでやってたんですけど、but I don't know, like the 3-year not going abroad kind of... なんだろうね。I am more interested in exploring Japan. yeah, of course, I get it. But なんだろう、なんか、I forgot how to get ready. なんかめんどくさくない? It's a lot of, you know, work, planning a trip. I mean,
so,
it's also a fun part of it, and I enjoy planning and packing とかいろいろ考え始めると、なんかもう、yeah, I could just stay here and then just explore. sitting in the I would love to go back to Toronto where I lived for a year back when I was 23 and just visit those places I used to go to. なんかそういう、まあ1年しかいなかったけど、アナザースカイじゃないけど、なんかちょっとまた行って、なんか行ってたお店とかにちょっと覗きたいなとは思うけど、I guess it's possible if I really wanted to. I mean, like with my laptop, I could teach from abroad. And, you know, like,
なんかそれも楽しそう。先生が。
そうそう、こっちが行ってる状態。
めっちゃ cool.
Yeah, if I ever get a chance, I think that's what I would love to do. And then that's where I would love to go to. でもなんか前ほどのなんかあれがなくなったかなっていう。Once I start traveling abroad just one more time, then I think I would be hooked on it again. そうかな。やっぱなんか慣れってすごいねと思う。Yeah. How about you? Any plans for a trip abroad?
Yeah, I like, you know, during the pandemic, I tried to improve my English skills and now Yeah, I am. And now is the time for me to like go abroad. But like you, part of me is starting to like Japan, and I want to like explore Japan more. Yeah. So,
Japan is a good country.
なんかこの間東京にあの外国から友人が来て、東京の都内の方を案内したんですけど、私は東京に住んでるのに全然都内のこと知らなくて、なんかいいなって思ってしまって、これ。
It's an eye-opening experience, I think, whenever you show some people around or the place you live. まあ私も本当本当この宮崎とかでね、本当にたくさんの人を案内してきたら、やっぱ案内するたびにいろいろな発見があって、Wow, I live in such a lovely place. なんかその人たちの目っていうか感覚通してみると本当になんかいちいち感激するじゃん。
そうなんですよ。可愛いんですけど、これ私もそれで、うん、あ確かにいい。
うん、ねねね。Yeah, this is a very attractive yeah place to be for sure. So、うん、there are so many places that I haven't been yet. So yeah, I'm looking forward to kind of exploring here and there.、うん、そうね。でもまだちょっと暑すぎるからね。都内はどこが気に入ってました？
あでも、うん、結構もうあれですベタですけど本当に浅草とかスカイツリーはもう本当に、うん、なんかその、うん、最先端技術となんかその伝統の結合みたいなところすごい、
うん、
感激してましたね。
あるあるある、うん、もうだからそこがなんかねみんな好きって言うよね、
うん、
そのすごく本当カッティングエッジテクノロジーで、while you see all these little like food stalls that like that
been there
over like for decades and decades っていう感じで、ね、そのなんか変ななんかユニークネスっていうか、そこは結構私も聞きますね、東京っていうところとか、とかまあコンビニだよねあとね。
ああ、そうですね。
Yes. Okay. Wow. That sounds really cool. そっかそっか。ほとんど英語で山ちゃんと話したのですごい。最初の方は。
うん。最初の方、頑張ったかな。
頑張ったところじゃないよ。頑張ってなくて。I think you do it so naturally. 頑張ってない風にずっと。気持ちいいな、英語と思いながら聞いてました。何かコメントというか、last but not least、何かありますか？他に。喋っておきたいこと。
喋っておきたいこと。
結構喋
ったね。いやー、ジムリカいいですねっていう。
ジムリカいい
ですね。ジムリカいいですねっていう。そう。みんなにもっと、うん、知ってもらいたいな。そうそうそう
本当にジムリカいいんですよ。もう一人残らず。
See,
all the members. I did not expect to go this big. I mean,
this
members that. まあ、まあ、自動的に生徒さんイコールチームリカになってしまうんですけど。でも本当、yeah, so recently, like all these members, here and there in Japan, they're getting together. で、オフ会でね、meet up してるっていうのをよく聞くし、yeah, so they kind of like, they're just, you know, pure good friends, I think. Those people who study English, they tend to be more, you know, optimistic online. なんか、もっとこう、もう curious とかね、friendlier とか、なんか結構オープンな人が多いので、余計になんかつながりやすいのかなとか、フットワークが軽い方が多いですね。なので、うん、そこら辺のところがやっぱ通じるものがあって、一緒に切磋琢磨できるのかなって。
ね、うん、でも本当におっしゃる通り。
ね、おっしゃる通り。
おっしゃる通りです。
アナちゃんも何人かクラスメートとかに会ってるもんね、チームリーダー。
はい、結構会わせてもらった。
Yeah, I haven't met any, yeah, of the Team Rika members outside of Miyazaki. 会ったことない人たちがこうつながっていったりっていうのはすごくいいなと思って。Yeah, someday I would be, yeah, willing to meet them in person or meet you in person as well. But ね、またそういう機会ができればいいかなと思います。Wow, it's been so much fun talking to you.
Yeah, it was.
ね、すごい楽しかったです。いや、まあ、インクラスも本当楽しくて話すけど、やっぱりどうしても勉強の方になってしまうから、こういうフリートークみたいな、またぜひぜひお声掛けをさせていただきたいかな。今日はね、チームリカ、今年の夏はちょっといろんなチームリカをインタビューしようと思ってるので。
はい、私も聞くの楽しみにしてますね。
楽しみにしていてください。はい、Okay. Thank you so much for your time and I hope you enjoy your day.
Mm, the rest of the day. Or we will see you in like 6 hours.
Yeah,
not 6 hours. Today. Yeah. Yeah, we have class today.
そうだよ。そうだよ。今日クラスあるんだよ。はい。
See you later. This.
See you in a bit. Okay, thank you so much. Anna-chanでした.
それでは。はい、ありがとうございます。ありがとうございました。
Bye for now.
Bye. Thank you for having me.